Well, the decision to put your disabled child into care, if you think about it, must always be a tough one. But it is a decision when it's taken by family or carers in the belief that the child will receive the best of care in a safer environment. Now, an investigation by Four Corners has uncovered allegations of physical and sexual abuse at one of Australia's most high-profile providers of disability services. The national provider, Lifestyle Solutions, is under review by the Victorian Government and the New South Wales Ombudsman after a series of deaths of clients. The report, Fighting the System into This, is on Four Corners tonight, and Linton Besser is the reporter behind it all. Linton, hello.
Hello, Fran.
Tell us about these reports of abuse and neglect you've uncovered, which also include actual physical and sexual assault.
Yeah, it's really awful, but most awful is it's not news to people who live in this world, the carers, the relatives, the parents of people who live in supported accommodation. It's not news to advocates for these people, lawyers who work for these people, experts who have looked at it, because for many years, abuse and neglect of people with a disability living in supported accommodation has been rife. We had a Senate inquiry which reported at the end of 2015, which found there was so much of this going on that it called for Royal Commission because of this reason, that it was concerned that it had received serious allegations of criminality it did not know what to do with that was so profoundly disturbing. So tonight on the program, we're looking at a number of providers of supported accommodation across the country. And what we have found is in line with what the Senate inquiry found almost 2 years ago. It has not changed.
And you're looking at a number of providers, but one in particular stands out as having a poor record, and that's a very high-profile provider, isn't it, Lifestyle Solutions?
Lifestyle Solutions was one of the broadcast sponsors of the Rio Paralympic Games. It has about 1,500 pretty vulnerable people in its care across the country. And it has had a very high profile. It's even tried to create services for disabled people offshore. Now, we had a close look at this organisation and we found some pretty disturbing things. There had been, as you said, physical and sexual assault of its clients, but also there had been, in particular, in just 1 year, in a small part of Australia, in the Newcastle Hunter region of New South Wales, 4 deaths.
Now, all in homes from Lifestyle Solutions?
All in supported accommodation run by this organisation. And one of those deaths, just for example, may have been prevented had there been proper care for this woman. The woman's name was Julie Jacobson. She was very obese. She had lost both her legs to amputation. But Lifestyle Solutions took away her overnight care. And this was a woman who needed two people to help lift her out of bed. She couldn't go to the bathroom overnight. And she died of a heart attack during the night. Her body was discovered the following morning. Now, that is a case where the New South Wales Ombudsman, Fran, has found there were, in his words, the Deputy Ombudsman, clearly unacceptable practices. And it was one of the reasons why he's now put this organisation on notice.
But this organisation is still running. It's still running homes.
It is still running homes around the country. It provided a statement to Four Corners where it said it does its best with very complex cases, and that is true. And there are lots of good people.
And they are complex cases, many of them. I mean, many of them have, you know, drug medication to manage as well as severe disability. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, that's right. And we're not taking away a lot of the good work that it does with good staff, but there have been a series of very disturbing cases that have now put this organisation under the spotlight of the Ombudsman and the Victorian Government.
There's a lot disturbing in your report tonight. You've spoken with parents and relatives of children with disability who live inside group homes run by Lifestyle Solutions, and not all of them children, just people with disability. Let's hear from one woman, Jean Hislop. She's 87 years old. Her son Andrew has Down syndrome and was sexually assaulted in his group home.
I've never done anything like this before. I've never had to handle anything like this. I didn't know where to turn to. There was nobody.
It must have just been so hard.
Yeah, very hard. When you're on your own and no husband to help you, nobody cares. But I'm a fighter. I don't give up.
Now, that's Jean Hislop. Important to say that that home was not one run by Lifestyle Solutions, but it goes to sort of the breadth of the problem here. What had happened to her child, Andrew, and where is Andrew now?
Andrew is still living in that home where he was sexually assaulted. Jean, his mother, has been trying to find him a new place to live. They live in country Victoria, and there's a major problem of scarcity in this sector, and that's one reason why her son's not been able to find another accommodation. But that's a really tragic case where, I mean, Jean is a wonderful, courageous and very sprightly woman, but she is elderly, and she's terrified about what is going to happen when her son loses his advocate.
And one of your, speaking of advocates, you spoke with a disability advocate who said that parents should not be trusting service providers. They must do due diligence all the time. I mean, that's, you know, the point of placing your child into care is that they'll be cared for. If you have to be there, you know, on guard all the time.
And the question is, how do you do it's that impossible. Due diligence? What sources of information do you look to actually check whether you can trust these providers with the most important decision you might make in your life?
Now, your story comes out as the NDIS comes in. Where does the NDIS fit in here? Because these are state-run homes and the state won't be running those.
Well, they're state-run homes when they're run by third-party providers with state funding. But yes, it's all changing right now. Now, the federal government says it's going to introduce a new national watchdog and for the first time introduce Commonwealth oversight into this area. And it promises, the government, that is, promises it'll be a much more robust watchdog. Now, the sector
hopes... There must be a fear, though, that as the state pulls out from some of its engagement in these third-party institutions, that things might go very wrong.
Yes, and there's enormous complexity here, and there are a lot of concerns and much scepticism about exactly how this is going to roll out. But for the minute, the government has promised to fix it with this watchdog, and so it's a watch and see.
Well, Linton, let's hope they do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Linton Besser, and he's the reporter within Fighting the System, which goes to air on Four Corners tonight, of course, on ABC TV at 8:30. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:23.